and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Benny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to another exciting edition of Radio Law Talk here from our palatial studios as I look outside and see doom on the horizon in terms of clouds and storm rolling in. I'm Todd Kunin filling in for Fred Penny. To the right of me, on the opposite side, I've got storm clouds to my left, but on the right side is Denise Dirks. Sunshine.
Lollipops. Rainbows.
And roses.
Everything that's wonderful is what I feel when we're together.
It must be opposite day to day. So,
Sunshine.
Yeah. What movie was that in? What was the one where it rained hamburgers? It was an animated show. I think Bill.
It's Hanks. Not the spaghetti and meatballs.
It was spaghetti and meatballs, and it was at the beginning when it was raining all this food. It was sunshine and lollipops, and then after people got sick of all of that, the song kind of went off the rails. And I'm sorry, that was a botched attempt to try to recall some sort of pop culture media thing on my behalf, and I failed miserably. By the way, that other baritone voice you heard is none other than Cal Hunter.
Would that be this one?
You're all morons!
Okay, no. Different one.
How you doing, Cal?
Great, Todd. Thank you. What a beautiful day today.
Yeah.
A little stormy, and yet, kind of, it's going to be stormy in Northern California, and that's all good.
Yeah, it's all good, unless you live in a flood zone.
Can't help that.
Can't help that. No, why'd you build your house there?
Yeah, so you made your choice, live with it.
That takes me back to Boy Scouts and camping, and we went on this camp out, and it was, the snow's still out, right? But, you know, we were going to go camping, and we didn't think it was going to rain, and it ended up raining, and it just so happened that I had established my tent in a runoff zone. Yeah, that night when the rain starts hitting, everything's coming down, and you could push on the bottom of your tent, and it feels like you're sitting on a waterbed. Oops.
Did you say to yourself, wait a minute, did I just have an accident?
Yeah. No, that's the last time I let Billy sleep in the tent and all the other.
Everybody out.
Yeah.
Oh, I can't stand to camp in that kind of weather.
I'll be straight up with you. My son wants to go camping, and folks are like, yeah, we could go. Do you ever go camping? My idea of roughing it, okay, is staying at a hotel that doesn't have free cable. That's my idea of roughing it. I view camping.
My roughing it is Holiday Inn or any other medium to low grade hotel. Yeah. That's it.
Something I got in one star off of one of those
exactly.
You know, hotels.com or whatever it is. Yeah, I don't know. For me, it speaks to evolution. Look, whether you're a creationist or an evolutionist, you have to assume that humans have reached a certain point where, you know what, I wouldn't want to go back and live as a caveman. I wouldn't, you know, we evolved to the point where we have indoor plumbing, and we don't live in tents, and air conditioning. Good Lord, I was watching a Clint Eastwood movie the other day. It was Pale Rider. And, Pale Rider, okay. And he kind of saunters into the area where everybody's at, and it's like, you know, if that was California in the middle of summer, there's nowhere you could go to get away from the heat. It would just be miserable. So that's why I don't camp. I like air conditioning.
No disrespect to the homeless, but why would I pay money to live like them? I mean, I'm just saying. Thinking, you pay money to go into a campground to live like a homeless person. Why?
I know. Now,
just me.
One caveat to this, what I've threatened my kids with. My son's now 18, graduates from high school here in a little bit, and my daughter at some point in time, in theory, will move out of the house as well. And when that happens, I think I'm done with home ownership, home renting. I'm getting a huge RV, and and I'm just going to follow them around wherever they go.
Oh, that's awful.
Yeah, tow a car, me and the cat in an RV. Oh,
that's an RV, Clark.
Yeah. Or maybe I'll get my Class A truck driver's license and get a big rig that's got a cab that's the size of an RV and follow them around, but every once in a while haul trailers to make money, right?
With a sleeper in the back, it's a dual purpose, a place to sleep and a way to make money. There's nothing wrong with that.
In a sleeper?
What? Well, it depends on what you do. And you could also practice law.
Stay away from the truck. What is it? You've had the Lincoln lawyer? Yeah, what are you? He's the semi-lawyer. Because he's only part... No, he practices law out of a semi-truck. Okay, whatever.
Yeah, why not?
I can just never leave the state of California. Denise has given us a look like, this is Radio What Talk?
Yeah. No, I can't imagine wanting to live out of an RV.
You know, I think eventually, like every other small, restrictive space, it would get old, wouldn't it?
Yes.
That's why you get outside. You know? Hey, look, if I look at the amount of space in my house that I actually use, you know, the family room, my bedroom, that's not a lot of space.
The corner bedroom.
What the heck? I only need space, and the kids have somewhere to go hide. All right, so we got stuff to talk about. Three cases out of the Supreme Court that were really interesting. One, Apple. One is a good case about how far can the government go without letting you know that they've gone that far in terms of your rights and whether or not you can leave or come into the country or use an airline. That's one. Apple is being sued by the Department of Justice. I'll tell you, this one here, when I first read it, I was like, oh, come on, don't we have other things that we can do? But then I got to reading it and read the complaint, and it was more of a, okay, I see where the government's coming from. If those allegations are true, I get that. I see where that's coming from.
But why now?
Well, you know, because if not now, it's only going to get worse, right? And what do you do when that 800-pound gorilla continues to get even bigger and bigger and kill an entire sector of competition in an industry at the point that the company, the sole company that does it, can then set rates wherever they want, right?
Isn't that the American way, Todd? Squash your competition and then grow so big you collapse.
That's the cynical view of the American way. Let's see, Nashville, country music hub, is taking measures to protect artists against AI infringement of their voices. I think that's a good thing. Alec Baldwin. The government, the prosecution is lobbing an allegation against Baldwin or Baldwin's camp in the Rust case. What else do we have here?
Well, at least he hasn't said the trigger was squeezed by AI.
Well, that's true. That's true.
I'm just putting it out there for the defense to think about.
So we've got a bunch of things to get to here. When we come back from the break, though, we will get to what everybody tunes into Radio Law Talk for, which is case or no case, where Cal Hunter yet again risks his eternal soul to try to fool us into thinking whether or not whatever scenario he reads is a case or no case. And we're just doing it for the points. And I think, Denise, one of us could actually win today. Right?
I think so.
Yeah. I'm anticipating at the end of my days, St. Peter will say, case.
Heaven or no heaven? Or St. Peter turns out to be Monty Hall. Let's make a deal. We'll be back after this.
This is Radio Law Talk. Todd Kuhn and Denise Dirks. They'll be back with the broadcast in just a little bit. Stay tuned.
Commercials and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease.
These claims have not been evaluated by the FDA.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0940. 800-670-0940. 800-670-0940. That's 800-670-0940.
You know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-918-1376. 800-918-1376. 800-918-1376.
How would you like to go on a five-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for three fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a three-night stay. Take your family, take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99, and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-283-6730. 800-283-6730. 800-283-6730. That's 800-283-6730.
What's your IRS problem? Do you owe back taxes? Is there a lien placed on your property? Have your bank accounts been frozen or seized? Have your wages been garnished? Are you being audited by the IRS? Are they sending you letters that demand actions and have urgent due dates? Well, solving your tax problems is as easy as calling Taxes 321. The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. You need the best representation to give you peace of mind. You need experienced professionals that can cut through the red tape and stop the collection process. If you have a serious problem with the IRS, call the Taxes 321 Network today. We'll get them off your back.
800-738-0170. 800-738-0170. 800-738-0170. 800-738-0170.
Just when I thought I was out, they pulled me back in.
Now, Radio Law Talk continues. Here's your host, Fred Penny.
Okay, Cal, if you feel like your status with the Almighty is in a good place right now, go ahead and risk it.
Always in a state of flux. Here we go.
All right, it's time to play Case or No Case.
Yay!
Chris Redland lives in Arkansas and is a regular do-it-yourselfer kind of guy. He bought a new Honda car and decided to bypass a dealer or a certified mechanic and do his own oil changes, except for the very first one at the dealer. He did go get the new first oil change done at the dealer and decided that was too expensive to keep going back, but he kept the receipts that established that about every 6 months he bought a new filter and fresh synthetic motor oil for his CRV. Then one day, as he was accelerating on the freeway on-ramp, his engine threw a rod. Boom. No power, no engine, big mess. and the car only had 63,000 miles on it, and he had purchased a warranty, 100,000 miles. So Chris had it towed back to Russell Honda in North Little Rock, and they said, this engine's not been maintained properly. No oil service has been done. Chris produced his receipts and said, here's proof I bought the oil and the filter. And the service manager said, sure, you can prove you bought the oil and the filter. Can you prove you put it in the engine and changed the oil filter? And Chris said, well, wait a minute. When I got my first oil change done here, there's no proof you did it. You just gave me a receipt. How's that going to work? So next thing you know, the dealer is angry at Chris. Chris is angry at the dealer. He's going to an attorney to see if he has a case or no case. Todd, I think you get to go first on this one.
All right. And again, another double point Saturday, isn't that right?
Oh, absolutely. You bet your life.
Double point Saturday because Fred is yet again on assignment. And Denise, where are we at with the score here?
Mm. I'm at 47, you're at 48, and Cal is 12.
Cal needs a win, Todd. Come on.
Cal needs a win. Denise and I can conspire to get Cal some points.
Well, not two. Yeah.
Okay, when was this? When this happened?
This was about 2 years ago, actually. Yeah.
2 years ago?
Yeah.
2 years ago that he blew the rod, or 2 years ago?
He blew the engine. The car was about 2 years old at the time. You know, so it's a four-year-old car. 2 years ago, the engine blew. He started trying to figure it out about that time.
Okay. Well, see, that's interesting. I mean, 63,000 miles in 2 years on a car. That's a lot.
He was overheard.
Yeah.
He was an Uber.
Okay. Oh, he was an Uber driver.
That happens. Yeah.
All right. So here's the thing from an evidentiary standpoint. So the difference between the oil and filter that Chris bought and the receipt from the dealership that the dealership bought is, while the dealership sells oil, maybe, and filters and what have you, the dealership usually, most of the time, sells those products in connection with the service that they are providing. So there's more evidence that it was done. However, that said, it would be highly unlikely for somebody to buy regular oil filters for their car and then never put them in, oil filters, what have you, for the car, and never put them in. And so I think Chris can prove that he did that. I don't know that there is a requirement that the vehicle manufacturer go ahead and do the work. I mean, they have there's all these third-party places, these lube places that you can go to and get your oil changed and things like that. You just have to show proof that it was changed on a regular basis. And if they want to take it to court, I would say that ultimately an expert can look at that car and tell you whether or not the blown engine was as a result of poor maintenance or if it was a result of a design flaw in the car. So with all of that, I'll say that it was a case and ultimately Chris prevails. I don't think it went to trial, but ultimately I think Chris prevailed in the case in the sense that he got reimbursed a new engine. He got something either by way of a settlement or a jury verdict.
Worked out his way.
Yeah. Case, Chris wins.
Denise, what do you think about this?
Well, I have some experience in this.
Explain.
I threw the rod through my barrel of my Toyota when I was in high school, right in front of the high school. I was turning into the high school, and the rod went through the barrel, and then...
That's embarrassing.
It was really embarrassing, and then my stepdad said, well, did you put oil in the engine? And I said, oil?
That's embarrassing.
Okay.
The light never came on.
Yeah, just didn't... Well, back then they didn't. Well, at least that one when it didn't. But in any event, this is not a case.
Why do you say that?
I say that because the premise is that he got his oil changed the first time at the dealer. Then he did it thereafter. And so he's somehow trying to blame the dealer's initial oil change for stuff that he could have done it wrong afterwards and not done it correctly. So I just say that it's not a case.
Well, you know, you can change your own oil. That's allowed. But also, you also know this is not a case. So anyway, it's something I made up, and I just... Sorry. The next two, however, are your favorite. Celebrity case or no cases with multi-points, multiple layers. I mean, after this one, they get better.
And we're starting from scratch with those two because Denise just won case or no case for this round. She was the first one to 50 points. It would have been two, but because it's Double Points Friday, she got four. She was only down by three, so congratulations, Denise.
Thank you.
Let's see. I'll subtract that one dinner that you're owed from the three that I'm owed. So now I'm just owed two. And we'll be back after this with more Radio Law Talk. Don't go away.
And just remember, if you're playing along with us at home, no wagering, unless it's allowed in your home state. This is critical.
Yes, Shohei Ohtani is not wagering on
this. Look at that, they're playing along and putting money down. We'll be back with more Radio Law Talk right here on many great local radio stations, coast to coast, and also live at RadioLawTalk.com. Stay there. We'll be back.
And other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease.
These claims have not been evaluated by the FDA.
Attention! If you owe back taxes to the IRS is cracking down by hiring 87,000 new agents to garnish your paycheck and put liens on homes and businesses. They can even seize your bank account. The IRS calls it enforced compliance, and now they have the manpower to get you. Penalties and interest on unpaid taxes compound daily. So call One-Stop Tax Relief Shop and get the IRS off your back. They're experts in the Fresh Start Initiative, one of the biggest breaks the IRS has ever offered. Call 800-501-2533. 800-501-2533. One-Stop Tax Relief has resolved thousands of cases since 2014 and saved clients millions of dollars. Call now for a free consultation. Get the IRS off your back. Call 800-501-2533. 800-501-2533.
No more mold, no more damage, no more outdated old bathroom, no more slipping and hurting, no more stress. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. Be stress-free. Call 800-294-8702. BCI Bath & Shower is made in America for the highest quality. Ask about our military and senior discounts. Your dream bathroom in as little as one day. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a Neverclear glass-treated door. Call now for free premium color upgrades. 800-294-8702. Call BCI Bath & Shower, the leader in bathroom remodeling. Be smart, safe, and stay a step ahead of inflation with our interest-free financing options. Call 800-294-8702. Love your bathroom with free upgrades. Call 800-294-8702. 800-294-8702.
Every 40 seconds, a kid is reported missing. Find the Children provides educational material that teaches your kids how to recognize and avoid predators. Our recovery programs are very successful in bringing kids back home to their family. You can help protect our kids and bring the missing kids home safe by donating your unwanted car, truck, SUV, or van. Running or not, we guarantee you will receive the maximum tax deduction. We provide fast free pickup, usually within 24 hours. Over 2,000 kids are reported missing every day. Call now to donate your vehicle. Donate now to bring these kids home safe.
Call 800-771-4877. 800-771-4877. 800-771-4877.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out, while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-481-5621. 800-481-5621. 800-481-5621. That's 800-481-5621. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Do you have an old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-245-0473. 800-245-0473. That's 800-245-0473. 800-245-0473.
Hey, what's your problem, bro? You don't belong in this neighborhood, and we're doing our job checking it out.
Good luck, cowboy.
Email the show anytime you'd like. Info@radiolawtalk.com. I-N-F-O. Info.
Info@radiolawtalk.com.
Denise, did you ever see the movie Adam Sandler, The Wedding Singer?
Oh, yeah, that was one of my daughters and my favorite show. We used to watch it all the time.
So there's a scene in The Wedding Singer, for those of you who haven't seen it, it's set in the 80s, and Adam Sandler plays the part of a wedding singer that, sings at weddings, that has, does all the cover songs, everything like that. And I think Drew Barrymore is the love interest that he has that he ends up having a crush on and all that kind of stuff. And there's a scene in the movie where it was on some talk show, somebody's talking about, talking about divorce, and this is just, I'm very happy that we have all these couples that have these solid relationships that will last forever. Now, mind you, this movie came out in the late 90s, the 2000s, somewhere there. And he goes, we have these solid relationships with couples like Bert and Lonnie, Bert Reynolds, which by the time the movie came out, they were divorced. And she starts naming off all these couples that she describes having solid relationships, and every one of them was divorced by the time the movie comes out. It's just, that reminded me of, I thought of that when I thought about the Ariana Grande situation, and her soon-to-be former spouse, or maybe former spouse now, Dalton Gomez. What's going on there with that one-time long-term forever relationship.
They spent a lot of time during COVID.
That seems to be a catalyst for a lot of things. Right now, Kelly Clarkson's going, yeah, been there. I know what that's like.
So after they spent the time in COVID, they ended up getting married in 2021. They did have a prenuptial agreement. And in that prenuptial agreement, it required a payment for Ariana Grande to Mr. Gomez. And it didn't depend on how long the marriage was, quite honestly. So, what happens? They get married, they're together, they're pretty tight, and then Ariana Grande goes to England to work in Wicked, I believe it was called.
Yep.
And she was Glinda the Good Witch in that, which my understanding is she did a great job. Well, she ends up falling for another castmate in that.
Wait, that never happens.
Yeah, it did.
Two people on a show that fall in love. Brad Pitt, Angelina Jolie.
Yes. And, yeah, I would never watch Mr. and Mrs. Smith because of that.
Yep.
Never. Anyway, so what happens? They get divorced. They do try to make it. They tried to reconcile several different times, and it just didn't work out. So they just finally finished their divorce based on irreconcilable differences. And Ariana Grande had paid, they don't have any children, and she had paid him $1.250 million, and paid his attorney fees $25,000, and then they put the house that they lived in together up for sale, and they're going to split those proceeds.
Now hold on a second. Did they fight over anything? I seem to recall that this was one of those where when the divorce was announced, and I'm going to ask you a question here because it looks like, so their split was announced in July. She filed for divorce in October of 2023. And I seem to recall that when that happened, it was one of those things where, look, because of the prenup and the way they handle it, all the I's are dotted, T's have been crossed. This seemed, were they fighting over anything that you're aware of?
Yes.
What was the big issue that they fought over?
Pets. They fought over pets, and that, I guess, was not a part of the prenuptial agreement.
Interesting.
Is that interesting?
So there you have it, folks. This is a case where everything was agreed upon but the pets, and he still, for the pets, incurred $25,000 in legal fees because of the pets!
And we just bought a new dog for that. I mean, like five new dogs, maybe?
That had better be one heck of a pet.
I'm presuming it's a dog. It might be an iguana.
And you know what's funny is that nothing is mentioned about these pets and what happened to them. But my suspicion is they probably agreed to share joint custody of the pets. Because in California now, pets are treated as family and like children, and you can have legal and physical custody of your pets.
So
and a shared parenting plan.
Cost you $25,000 to figure out you can have one, the dog every other weekend? I mean, come on.
How would that go, right? So what was some of the arguments in the Kevin Costner case, right? So, yeah, it's just your kids are with him, but they spend most, the kids are with him, but when they're with him, they spend most of the time with a nanny or a caregiver. They're not actually spending time with the parent. They have all of this, and so then you transfer that argument here over pets. Most of the time, it's at the shelter so they can go film their movies. It's with the dog walker. The dog walker's the real father here. Oh, my God.
But there was another case that we just talked about, too, about where the one party had to go out of town and wanted the other party to take care of the animals and take care of one of the children, and they fought over whether or not the animals could be put into a kennel, a boarding kennel, or something like that. But the worst part is,
what?
They didn't fight over the child staying home by themselves.
No.
Wow. That was a little odd.
So, technical question for you. All right, if Ariana Grande filed for divorce in October, even if it was October 1st of 2023, and here we are, March 23rd, 2024, could the divorce at this point be technically finalized by the court at this point?
The judgment could be finalized by the court. The marital termination could not be just yet.
Why is that?
Because in California, there's a six-month cooling off period. And that is from the date that somebody is served with the petition and summons. 6 months and one day afterwards is as soon as they can have their marriage terminated. It's basically trying to ensure that people are really ready to finish and be done with their marriage rather than just letting them go quickly.
Now, when you experience, does that ever work? I mean, do people ever back out of this?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, and I call those success stories, honestly.
Sure.
But it takes a trifecta is what I like to call it. That's where each party has their own individual therapist, and then they have a marital therapist, and they work in, you know, together with their own therapist and the marital therapist. That's the only way I've ever seen it really work, because you have to get to the heart of the problem of the marriage.
But it can be done.
Absolutely.
Huh. So you're telling me that somebody in Los Angeles can meet somebody at a party, think they've met the love of their life. By the way, relationship tip from Todd here, if you want to know whether or not you've met the love of your life, you should at least take one evening to go buy a piece of furniture from Home Depot, IKEA, something like that, that needs to be assembled, and then try to assemble it together, the two of you. If you can make it through that, you've probably got, if you can't make it through that, then you know there might be some problems. but this couple meets in L.A., can fly off to Vegas the next day, even then later that night if they get there quick enough, quickly go get a marriage license and get married. 24 hours, boom, done. They're married, legally married.
Yes, and they can even be under the influence when they do.
Yes, they can. They can. But you can't decide to go to Vegas and get a quickie divorce the same way.
Correct.
Can't happen. All right. So word to the wise, folks.
It could happen if they both resided, or one of them resided in Nevada.
Interesting.
Nevada used to have those quickie divorce hotels where people would move in for a while, and then, I mean, wasn't that how those came to be back in the Hollywood glamour days, when people wanted a quick divorce? They'd go to this place and stay and become a resident and then get out. Yeah,
the residency requirements were little. But nowadays, that's not going to work, because it's based on domicile. And some of those quickie divorces were in other countries, and they would go and they'd stay there for like a week or whatever and then get a divorce. Well, that actually was challenged. One of those divorces was challenged, and it was held that it was not valid because neither party was domiciled in the country at the time that divorce was entered.
And rightly so, because look, if two people wanted to get divorced, they were both on the same page and they did that one, I get that. But what if one person just wants to get out from underneath a marriage and get a divorce, but it leaves the other person pretty much high and dry with no prospects, nothing? I mean, how unfair would that be? So
if that's how it was challenged, somebody was not happy with that result.
Excellent. All right, we come back. We're going to talk a little bit about Corey Richens, the Utah mom who charged with murder of her husband. We're going to talk about her mom and how that might be coming into play.
You are listening to Radio Law Talk on many great radio stations and at RadioLawTalk.com. And the show will continue right after we break away.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
My name is Frederick Penny of Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. I've assembled an excellent team of highly experienced personal injury trial lawyers. We understand the other side, which gives us a distinct advantage over our competition. At Penny & Associates, we will aggressively represent you and your family when someone has been injured in an accident. Remember, we don't get paid unless we win.
For a free initial consultation, go to PennyLawyers.com or call 1-800-616-4LAW and ask for Frederick, Stuart, Rob, Kevin, Kent, or Will. That's Frederick Penny of Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers, 1-800-616-4LAW.
If you're one of those independent people who wants your own business and you love food service, we just might have a great opportunity for you. Iceberg Drive-Ins. Iceberg is famous for its thick shakes and delicious food. We lend you our supply chain and expertise, and you can potentially have a thriving, successful, fun business that your customers will love. Iceberg Drive-Ins has some prime areas available right now, so if you're interested, get in touch with us right away. Go to icebergdrivein.com and click on the Contact Us button. Iceberg Drive-In. Ready to grow with you.
This is Denise Dirks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186. The family of attorneys at Denise L. Dirks is here to help.
I've got to get my car washed. These 30 inches won't do. But I don't have no time today. I don't know what I do. And I know this place right down the road. Quick, quick, car wash. Up inside, let's take a ride and watch this car shine. Just come and see, I can
thousands of smart homeowners are investing about a dollar to avoid expensive home repair bills. Jane, a former non-customer, said, "My air conditioner broke and I had to spend $1,900 to fix it." Jeff, a customer, wrote, "My air conditioner broke and I got a new one at no out-of-pocket cost." Mary, a former non-customer, wrote, "My heating system stopped running. I had to spend $3,000 to get a new one." Lisa, a customer, wrote, "My heater stopped working. I got it fixed at no out-of-pocket cost." For about $1 a day, you can have all the major appliances and systems in your home guaranteed fixed or replaced with HSC's home warranty coverage. Call now, and the first month is free. If the lines are busy, please call back.
Call now, 800-238-9182, 800-238-9182, 800-238-9182. Again, that's 800-238-9182.
Have you outgrown your health insurance plan or just not happy with what you're paying for? The number one reason we all change our health insurance is price. Are you paying too much for your health insurance? Would you like to have better coverage at a better rate or at little or no cost to you? Your life needs are always changing, but have you done anything to improve your health insurance for you and your family? Health insurance laws and coverage are always changing and getting better. It's impossible to do all the research yourself, but now it's all done for you for free. So regardless of your age or medical condition, take a few minutes right now and find out if you can save money or even qualify for zero cost health insurance in your state. Call now.
Pay for my cheaper health insurance. 800-635-7188. 800-635-7188. 800-635-7188. That's 800-635-7188.
I think that I would like you to sign a prenuptial agreement.
A prenup?
Yeah.
Now back to the show. Here are Todd and Denise on Radio Alpha.
You know, Denise, it's a tale as old as time. Boy meets girl. Girl falls in love with boy. They fall in love with each other. They have a couple of kids. And then at some point in time, he changes his will so she is not the beneficiary, and then later on ends up dead, and she's accused of his murder. Oh, boy, if I had a dime for every time there is a story like that, that was made into a movie for kids.
Well, this one might have a twist in it.
It might. We're talking about the Corey Richens case, the Utah mom whose husband died of what appeared to be at the time a drug overdose, and then she writes a book, a children's book for how to cope with death, and it was an ode to her kids, a labor of love, if you will, a work. But then later, she ends up, after investigation by law enforcement, being charged with his murder, and she is now awaiting trial. They are post-preliminary hearing. She's awaiting trial in the state of Utah. This is Corey Richens. But, here's the twist. Something new has come up on the horizon in this case.
And she's writing another book?
Yes. How to get away with it. What not to do if you want to. So something new has come up, and it deals with who?
Corey Richens' mother.
Her mother?
Right. Apparently her mother had a partner a few years ago.
It's like back in the partner died. Oh, I don't want to give it away. Early 2000s. That was when she had the partner, right?
Yes.
Yes.
And her partner was an opioid addict. She conceitedly was addicted to opioids. And but she was kind of in the status of recovery. And she was, not withdrawing or doing any of that, but she was trying to stabilize her life. And apparently, before that happened, Corey Richens' mom had somehow obtained a life insurance policy or became beneficiary on a very large life insurance policy on her partner's life. When her partner died, she died of fentanyl poisoning, which is kind of an interesting opioid.
Yes.
And also that is pretty much a direct connection between Corey Richens and her husband's death, right?
That is correct.
And at the time of her husband's death, apparently the night that they had, you know, discussed this huge business deal, Corey Richards was going to buy a multi-million dollar property and turn it around, and they were all excited about this business deal. Corey Richards' mom was also present that same evening.
Yes.
So now things are kind of looking toward, they're trying to investigate Corey Richards' mom now.
Well, actually, so here's how all of this came about. Recently, there was a warrant that was unsealed. Now, here's the way it works. Law enforcement gets a warrant. They go and the affidavit in the warrants are often sealed. And it makes sense because you want to seal it because if the affidavit is essentially the investigating officer telling the judge, look, this is the status of our investigation and this is what gives us probable cause to believe that this thing that we're seeking in the warrant might relate to the felony that we're investigating. And you don't want that to be public at the time you're investigating because if anybody can get it, then the person you're investigating is going to get the warrant and go, oh, now I can work to conceal things. I can do stuff. And so that's why they keep it sealed. You have to apply to have the warrant unsealed. Well, this warrant was recently unsealed. Now, it was a warrant that was sought by law enforcement in connection with the death of Eric Richens. But in this warrant, it dealt with the mom. And that's where we get all this information that there was this, that law enforcement was looking at that and was aware of the 2006 death of the partner, of the mom's partner, and that it was an overdose-related death, and there was a beneficiary issue with that, and with her mom getting the life insurance. But here's the thing. Who applied to unseal the warrant? How did this warrant get unsealed so that this information, while the trial against Corey Richens is still pending, how did this warrant get unsealed? Who applied for it? And why was that disseminated to the public?
It has to be one of two things, in my opinion.
What's that?
Well, one, the media. Okay. The media could have, you know, got wind of this and they could have applied for to unseal the warrant. Number two, it could have been Corey Richards herself.
Yes. Now, could it have been the prosecution?
Not likely.
Not likely. And here's why. The prosecution already knows what's in that warrant. Why would the prosecution want to muddy their case by essentially telling the jury, hey, somebody else could be responsible for this death? Maybe it was unsealed and disseminated by the prosecution. In saying that, I immediately think, okay, maybe the prosecution could have been responsible for that under their obligations under what case?
Oh, well, I don't know the name of the case, but it's their obligations to regarding exculpatory evidence.
It's called Brady material.
Brady.
The prosecution has the responsibility to turn over all information that either shows that the defendant is not guilty or could lead to that.
Is that case as a result of that guy that was working for Reagan?
I don't think so.
Okay, because his name was Brady, right?
No, different. I think different.
He was a gunshot victim. I thought you were going to say the Brandon case, but
let's go.
No, not there.
So
Brandon.
Nothing.
Brandon, no big thing.
Yeah, it's all the same. So the prosecution could have turned it over, applied for release or unsealing of the warrant so that this information could then be turned over that was contained in the warrant that shows some sort of exculpatory information that might be out there. But right now the defense attorneys for Corey Richens saying, what a travesty to think that the mom could do this and blah, 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 blah. And I'm sitting there thinking, maybe.
Like mother, like daughter?
Methinks thou doth protest too much. It cuts both ways. You could say like mother, like daughter. I would note that the mom, look, this warrant was applied for a long time ago, and mom has never been charged with anything. So they would have charged her by now, I would think, if she was going to be charged. So I don't think that they've charged her with anything. Although it does say in the warrant that the mom had disdain. And at the time of the death,
of the husband.
At the time of the death of of Miss Darden, partner. She says the detective in that case wrote, quote, she, however, was not in a state of recovery from addiction at the time of death. And then he says, based on my, quote, training and experience, this would likely rule out the possibility of an accidental overdose. So she was investigated for this. I had to laugh at the phrase, based on my, quote, training and experience.
Yeah, but how much oxycodone have you taken in your life?
You see this all the time in police reports. Based upon my training and experience.
It's a standard line.
It's a standard line, but here's the origin of that line. Terry versus Ohio, that was the one that said that cops need to have articulable suspicion in order to justify detention. They can't base it on some inchoate hunch. And then the court said, but officers of the law also have training and experience that might allow them to see things differently than the normal person would who's not in law enforcement. The minute the court said that, this phrase ever since has shown up in almost every report based upon my training and experience. And I can tell you right now, defense attorneys read that and every time say, oh, you mean your hunch that you can't really explain?
I mean, that's boilerplate language, though, isn't it?
It is, but in this particular case, it makes no sense. What? Because somebody that is in recovery could also go and have a, overdose.
What's really fun as a defense attorney is when I'd say, okay, tell me what training and experience you have that qualifies you for that. And then watching them just, what training? Tell me the training you went to. What was the training? And they can't. The evidence still comes in anyway, lenient courts. All right, we are done with hour one. Don't go away. We'll be back with hour number two. We'll see another case or no case. And we'll see what's going on with the U.S. Supreme Court. A couple of interesting cases up there. Interesting comments from the judges as they heard those cases. You're listening to Radio Law Talk. Law Talk.
We'll be back with more Radio Law Talk right after we break away. 6 minutes after the hours, when we will continue.
Presentation of Radio Law Talk Incorporated.